This news update is being brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney and Bad Axe. Here's the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Steve Kaczynski. A third temporary channel for boats to access the Port of Baltimore has opened as workers keep removing debris from the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which collapsed after it was struck by a cargo ship. Port officials on Friday announced access to an alternate channel to the northeast of the fallen bridge. The port captain says that with the new channel open, 15% of pre-collapse commercial activity should be restored. An effort to restore broader access to the port continues. Opening a channel to allow most maritime traffic is still on track for the end of the month. The House has approved a $95 billion package of foreign aid for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies after months of turmoil on Capitol Hill. Congressional leaders pushed aside opposition from hard right conservatives to complete the bill in a rare Saturday session. The Senate would still need to approve the measures in the coming days. Speaker Mike Johnson has put his job on the line and relied on Democratic support every step of the process. The four bills to provide aid to Ukraine, Israel, Indo-Pacific allies, and a measure dealing with TikTok were all overwhelmingly approved. President Joe Biden has promised to sign the package. The Federal Aviation Administration says it will investigate after a flight at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport was instructed to cross a runway where another flight was starting its takeoff. The FAA says a JetBlue flight was starting its takeoff roll on Thursday morning when an air traffic controller instructed a Southwest Airlines flight to cross the same runway. Southwest Airlines Flight 2937 was bound for Orlando, Florida, and JetBlue Flight 1554 was bound for Boston. JetBlue says the flight aborted takeoff because of another aircraft trying to cross the runway. The federal officials are investigating the incident. Investments in public preschool have helped many parents through a child care crisis in which quality options for early learners are often scarce and unaffordable, but some parents say the programs do not work for them. Some public preschools lack an all-day option. No state has a more ambitious plan for universal preschool than California, which plans to extend eligibility for so-called transitional kindergarten to all four-year-olds by fall 2025. But even in California, not all schools hosting transitional kindergarten offer child care before or after instruction. David Pryor, a former Arkansas governor and U.S. senator who was one of the state's most beloved and active political figures, has died at the age of 89. His son, former two-term Democratic U.S. Senator Mark Pryor, says the Democrat died on Saturday of natural causes in Little Rock, surrounded by family. David Pryor was considered one of the Democratic Party's giants in Arkansas and remained active in public life after he left office, including serving on the University of Arkansas's Board of Trustees. And I'll take a look at your state and local news on WLEW after this.
From erecting a new building to putting up large trusses, I-beams, and complete structures, erecting modular homes, and more, Rooney Crane Services has you covered. Rooney has the cranes, earth movers, excavating and horsepower machinery, everything to complete your project. You name it, Rooney can move it and lift it. Rooney Contracting of Bad Axe can prevent your driveway from turning into a muddy mess. Rooney Contracting can grade, form, add gravel, crush concrete, or crushed asphalt to repair or improve your driveway permanently. Rooney does sewer and water installation with on-site preparation and more. Call Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe at 989-269-7132 for a free estimate. Contact Rooney Contracting for all your contracting, excavating, and crane needs today. For any project you have, Rooney can handle it. Again, that's 989-269-7132 for Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Service, LLC of Bad Axe.
In state and local news, General Motors will move its Detroit headquarters to a new downtown office building next year and redevelop its iconic home along the Detroit River. The announcement was made at the site of the old Hudson's department store, which is being developed into a tower and 12-story office building that will house GM and is being built by the Bedrock real estate firm. Bedrock will join GM and the city in coming up with ideas to remake the seven-building Renaissance Center. GM CEO Mary Barra says General Motors is open to ideas about the complex, which the company bought in 1996. The Detroit Pistons are looking for new leadership after finishing with the NBA's worst record for the second straight season. The Pistons announced on Monday that it will hire a head of basketball operations who will report directly to team owner Tom Gores. The team says general manager Troy Weaver and the basketball staff will keep their jobs. The Pistons are trying to draft around Cade Cunningham, Jalen Duren, and Jaden Ivey. They hope to get the number one overall pick in the NBA draft a year after San Antonio won the draft lottery and landed Victor Wembanyama. With the end of the 2023-24 school year only weeks away, the village of Elkton is getting ready for it. Crystal Fritz was hired as the 2024 Summer Recreation Director, and Michelle Young was hired as the Summer Recreation Counselor. Police Chief Scott Jobes reported he is using the grants for items to give away at Kids Day at the park and other coming events. Also, the DPW has opened the park bathrooms for the season. Approval was also given to allow the Elkton Lions Club to do a White Cane fundraiser collection drive at the main intersection on Friday, April 26th. The Village of Peck is among the 13 municipalities that will share more than $2.8 million awarded by the state for improvement projects. Peck's share is $233,250. Of that funding, $25,000 is for upgrading the equipment of the village's police department, and $64,000 will go toward infrastructure replacements at the Village Hall and Community Center buildings. Also, $145,000 of that will go toward sidewalk work. The money comes from the state's Financially Distressed Cities, Villages, and Townships, or FDCVT grant program. The grant funds are awarded for infrastructure work, enhancements for public safety, services, and other improvements. And that is the news for this hour here on WLEW. I'm Steve Kaczynski. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, you can go to thumbnet.net. And this news update was brought to you by Rooney Contracting and Rooney Crane Services, LLC of Bad Axe. Rooney has the equipment and know-how to get your job done right and on time. See Rooney and Bad Axe.